USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another top Virginia Democrat has admitted to wearing blackface decades ago. Attorney General Mark Herring issued a statement Wednesday saying he wore a brown makeup and wig in the 1980s to look like a black rapper during an undergraduate party at the University of Virginia. This after many are calling for the current governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, a Democrat, to step down after photos leaked of him in college doing the same thing. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are looking for ways to prevent gun violence. Opening a House hearing today, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler says the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S. is a national crisis and an international embarrassment. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Doug Collins says we really just need to focus on the laws and enforce the laws that are already on the books.
If we're going to be in the business of writing new laws to prevent violence, we should at minimum commit to enforcing the laws we already have.
This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials what, for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
President Trump is highlighting some of his accomplishments, including the passage of the First Step Act, a major reform of the criminal justice system. One of his invited guests at the State of the Union address last night was Matthew Charles from Tennessee, whom President Trump said was the first person released under the new law. Charles shares his reaction when the president signed the act into law.
Then to witness the president not only state that he was going to sign it prior to him signing it, but to actually see him on C-SPAN sign it, I mean, it was just remarkable for everybody that witnessed it.
The Wisconsin man accused of kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and killing her parents is in court today. 21-year-old Jake Patterson is facing kidnapping and murder charges. He is accused of holding her captive in his house until she broke free nearly 3 months later. In court, Patterson waived his right to a preliminary examination, meaning there is enough evidence against him for this case to proceed to a trial. Patterson has yet to enter a plea deal, and the judge set his arraignment for March 27th.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Recapping one of our top stories of the day, President Trump gave his State of the Union address on Tuesday. Now, at that State of the Union, there were also many guests that were invited by both the President, the First Lady, and then members of Congress and Senate. Let's take a listen as the President acknowledges some of the folks that him and the First Lady invited.
On D-Day, June 6, 1944, 15,000 young American men jumped from the sky, and 60,000 more stormed in from the sea. Here with us tonight are three of those incredible heroes. Just 3 weeks ago, Deborah's parents, Gerald and Sharon, were burglarized and shot to death in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. Last year, Grace was diagnosed with brain cancer. She rallied her community and raised more than $40,000. Buzz Aldrin. He narrowly survived the Nazi concentration camps. Today is Judah's 81st birthday.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.